Hi guys, Ray Bradbury here. Just want to do a quick video for you to answer a couple of questions I've recently got via email. They were asking whether I was going to do tutorial videos on the video mode for the 550D and the 600D. Frankly, no, for the simple reason that I don't actually own those camera bodies, so I don't want to start doing tutorials about something that I don't own and I can't show as I go along. That said, regarding the video mode, I will be doing tutorials coming up for the 500D, T1i and KISS X3. They will be coming after the flash videos, both using the inbuilt flash and the external 530 EX2. I have a video going up at the moment, rather slowly, for some reason, about the 430 EX2. So take a look at that once that's up there. And I will hopefully get those flash tutorials done as soon as I can do. I've just been waiting for the ideal conditions whereby it's not windy or raining, because so far whenever I plan to do it, it's either chucked it down with rain or it's been too windy to record on location, because it just doesn't make for good audio. So regarding video mode and HD DSLRs, or the 550D and 600D, whilst I can't speak of any experience in using those cameras, I have used a 7D and a 5D Mark II, and they're relatively similar in the way that you go about using them during the video modes. However, I am no expert on using video with HD DSLR, but I will just give you a couple of tips based on the experience that I've got with using them. There are a couple of things to bear in mind when you're using DSLRs for video. And first thing is your shutter speed. You want to keep it to within what's called the 180 degree rule. So your shutter speed needs to be double what your frame rate is. That could be, for example, if you're shooting 1080p at 25 frames a second, then you're going to want to get your shutter speed to around about 50th of a second. If you're shooting 60 frames a second, say if you wanted to overcrank the frame rate to bring it down later on in post-production for slow motion, then I would be shooting at a 125th of a second shutter speed. That's just so you get the best motion reproduction if you've got action within the scene. If you crank your shutter speed too high, you start to get a little bit of a stuttered movement sometimes. It doesn't quite suit really the look of the video. That said, if you're going for a certain stuttered kind of look, then go ahead and you can do that. With shooting video with DSLRs, exposure wise, yes, you have this limitation on the shutter speed based on the recommendations. You can go beyond that, of course, and you have your aperture and your ISO. So imagine in daylight, bright sunny day, like you can see behind me, you've got your ISO probably at its lowest setting, your shutter speed limited to that 180 degree rule, so then all that's left for your camera to do is to stop down the aperture to get the correct exposure. Now, you might not want that to happen, because as you stop down that aperture, you make it smaller, you increase your depth of field. So if you end up shooting at f8, f11, f16, that's a ton of depth of field, and you might not want that for that film look. You may want a shallower depth of field to create separation of your characters to your background. So to do that, what you could do then is use neutral density filters, which would cause the allow you to open up the aperture, okay, and maintain a correct exposure. Neutral density filters, you can get big square ones, or you can get ones which are circular, which will take away a certain degree of light depending on where you place them. They are variable in their light cutting capabilities. The variable ones are very, very flexible, because you can obviously dial in that neutral density filter depending on the situation that you're in. However, it's an investment to buy those. I would recommend, if you're going to buy filters, spend a little more money than you may want to at first. Don't go for the cheap ones, because you're putting glass in front of glass, okay, filter in front of a lens, so it pays to certainly get the better quality ones. That said, depends on your budget as well. Now, with video mode as well, it's best to use the third stop ISO increments for a cleaner image, because noise shows up in video more easily than it does in a still image, because it's constantly there moving, you can see the speckles. So try to use the third stop ISOs. I do believe that you can't use those on the 550 and the 600D, unfortunately, only on the 60D, 7D, 5D Mark II, and the 1D Mark IV. Now, they're the only bodies which have that third stop ISO adjustment, so bear that in mind. Don't worry, it's not a deal breaker, you can still get great quality out of those two cameras. What I will do as well, because like I said, I've had some experience shooting video with DSLRs, but not an absolute massive amount. There are people out there which know a lot more than I do. I'll stick some links to some channels down below that I recommend that you subscribe to. I'm not affiliated with these people, I don't know them, but I found their channels certainly very, very useful to subscribe to. So I'll go and take a look at those. Regarding the tutorials for the 500D video mode, like I say, they will be coming after the flash ones, and I will show you how to go about using the 500D as a video camera and its limitations. It's automatic exposure only, it can't take external audio, so you have to kind of cheat the system, so to speak. To get this look here, I'm using a 400 watt work lamp in an umbrella, and I've had to meter the camera off the back of the black umbrella to get it to meter to a point where the aperture was open enough. I'm at 5.6 at the moment, and get it to a point where the ISO was comfortable, and it's created the blown out window behind me for a clean white background. You may well notice the light behind me is changing, that's daylight, nothing I can do about that. Okay, so that'll be up and coming in some future tutorials. The 500D is limited with its video functionality, so if you are looking to want to get into video more seriously, then I would recommend going for the 550, 600D or above, depending on your budget. And also, don't forget to go over to newtophoto.com, a website that I run with a good friend of mine, Mark Bodie, where we do video tutorials about photography, off-camera lighting, and we also run a podcast on there as well. We've just put up a t-shirt store. I'm actually wearing one at the moment. You probably can't see the symbols on it, the way this is framed, but they are photography-related t-shirts with slogans like, say, cheese. What else we got? We've got white balance t-shirts, which is the one that I've got on as well. So head over there and check those out. You're under no obligation to buy. Any of the money received from selling the t-shirts, we do get a commission for that, but it's going to go straight back toward Newtophoto and paying for models for, you know, video tutorials should they be needed, hosting costs on the website and so forth. Okay, we're not doing this kind of stuff to get rich, we're doing it because we want to help people. So head over and subscribe to Newtophoto and check out the podcast and the two YouTube channels, Newtophoto NTP Advanced, and we'll hope to see you over there. Thank you very much for watching this video. I hope they've given you a couple of quick tips. Oh, one other thing as well to note about the video mode on the 500D, whilst it is limited, if it's all you've got to work with, then you have to kind of work with what you've got. It's not necessarily an excuse to go and buy the next latest and greatest bit of gear. You know, work within your budget. I've got a cheap work lamp here, which is about £20, on a cheap light stand, and a silver umbrella as a key light. And yes, it's awkward to get the camera set to how you want it to, but you can work around it and get there. And also, there are things you can do to trick the camera into giving you the look that you want. Again, neutral density filters, be them variable or solid ones. You can also use an old manual aperture lens and with adapters, although you're starting to spend a fair bit of money and buying those old manual lenses, so you've got to weigh up, is it worth buying those, or do I put that money towards going towards a 550D or a 600D or beyond, if I really want to get into video. Again, it's up to yourself and down to your budget. You can also install third-party firmware on the 500D by Magic Lantern. I've not done it on mine for the simple reason is this 500D is my one and only camera body. And no disrespect to the developers or users of Magic Lantern, I'm not prepared to risk it. I've heard good things about it, but I'll probably play with that once I've got my next camera body. At least then I've still got one I can work with. Hope you've got something good out of this video. Thank you very much for watching. Any questions or comments, stick them below. Don't forget to go over and check Newtophoto. Check out the channels and links that I put in below to some great references and resources for dealing with video and HD DSLRs. And I will see you guys soon.